Unique and exciting station serving the most unique and exciting city on earth. This is 102.3 FM WHIV New Orleans, community radio for the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
This is Dancing Man 504 from New Orleans, Louisiana. You are listening to 102.3 WHIV, baby.
My bike, I'm riding on my bicycle. Two wheels with a big old frame. When I roll hot Cheetos on top.
I whip my hair black and flow. When I'm riding on my bicycle, cute outfit, fresh shoes on. It ain't Nikes, bro. Hair blonde, I'm riding the wind. Kick back, leaning like a kickstand. And I whip my friend. Why rich kid?
I on my bike, my bike.
That's the Why and Rich Kids with their song My Bike. You're listening to Outspoken here on WHIV 102.3 FM or around the world at WHIVFM.org. Episode 425, y'all. I'm so glad you're tuning in this evening live in studio here in New Orleans. My name is Janneke Fietsen-Kannigwell. And you're here at WHIV. I'm in the studio here. We are a radio station with programming dedicated to human rights and social justice. We are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station. And I am hoping to get more butts on bikes. And there's a lot of people that are maybe not really comfortable getting on the bike. There's people not comfortable driving around while cyclists are around. So I'm hoping to get engaged with a lot of people here in the community to see if things are changing. Now, today I do not have a guest in the studio. I am going to play awesome music for you today. And we are getting to some points. Why don't I get to that immediately? My PSA for today is use your blinking blinkers. I'm thinking, and really also a cyclist, use your lights. Have lights on your bike so that we can see you when you are driving in a car and you're visible to other people. A lot of people have the colorful lights in the wheel, but when you are coming from behind on a dark road, the rim is blocking that light to the point where you are not visible. And so please remember that it is needed to have a red light in the back and a light in the front. Now, please, since we are a lot of shared pathways, lower that beam so that it's in front of you. Maybe take a little bit of a 45 degree angle so it's in front of you, so you know where the potholes are and it's not blinding other people in their faces. And although you can easily notify people that you have a blinking light on your bicycle, just like you see a lot of delivery trucks with a blinking bicycle, blinking lights, it's not clear anymore where you really are and what you're doing. It just shows that you're there. It's easier for somebody to notice where you are on the road by having a solid red light. And then when you are a person driving a car, please use your blinkers. They are there for a reason. This is something that you agreed to use when you got your driver's license. Remember, a driver's license is a privilege. I would be in favor of making sure that people are holding up their part of that deal to say, I am going to follow these rules, and that's why you give me the privilege to be able to get on the road driving a car. Because there's a lot of things going on that are distracted and causing not a lot of safety situations. Now, to prepare myself for this show today, I was looking at some of the books that I have with me in the bag, and I ended up grabbing also the Quotable Cyclist. And I got this for my birthday one time, and I go back to it constantly, or not constantly, but from time to time. And I'm gonna try to see like the contents. There's just a bunch of ideas, but there's small words and stuff. So I'm just gonna look over there and saying like, hey, what is now going with my what would maybe be a good point. So here I'm looking at equipment, 271. So let's see what the Quotable Cyclists have to say about equipment. On my way there. So I'm really happy that you're tuning in. My name is Janneke Fietsenkannegwel. I say I had my cousins and my sister in the show last week, and my sister the week before as well, with my other cousin calling in. It was a lot of interesting conversation about attitudes and stuff. And then the question about like electric bikes, and we didn't really get to a whole new point. Now, I realize that a lot of the books that you are referring to, or that I might be referring to, is, you know, from before you had all these fat bikes and these electric bicycles and pedelecs, and there's all these categories that I have to admit I'm not really sure what categories fall and how do you have to behave and where can you ride and can you ride on the sidewalk? I mean, on the bike path or in the real road, or where are you safer? Should you still in the shared path? And but some of the books that I'm referring to is definitely before that time. The one for sure, because it doesn't even say what year it is from, but they are referring to a period in the Netherlands that is not current anymore. So that has changed for a long time. But yes, I wouldn't be surprised if this is from maybe 1960s or 70s or something like that. So we're going to go talk about that in a little bit as well. So here we go. Equipment. This is a quote from William Saroyan. Sorry, William, if I butcher your name. the bicycle is something to every person, something else that is. To me, it is, for starters, movements, music, departure, arrival, design, poetry, art, health, and fun. But most of all, it is this incredible machine that involves two wheels, a pipe frame, handlebar, seat, hanger, if that's the spelling of the word, pedals, and chain. You get on this simple machine, you hold the handlebars, you press down on the pedals with your feet, and you go. Yes, that's exactly what it is. You don't need all the bells and whistles to get from A to B. Now, of course, you know, if you can afford it, it would maybe be nice to get all the fancy things. And also, there are a lot of bikes that have a lot of fancy things that just don't really cost a lot of money. Maybe they break down faster. And initially, I think there was an attitude from some of the bike shops going like, I don't really want to spend money, or I don't really want to work on your cheap bicycle, because, you know, what are you, you know, just causing a lot of trouble perhaps, or the pieces are so old and you just need to replace it and it's not really going to be worth the value of the bike. And then realizing that it is potentially you know, you getting your person into your shop and you discussing new things that are happening and coming out, and maybe that person playing the or using the bicycle from the box shop is going to be swapping out and saying like, hey, I am going to save up and I'm going to get another bike. And they would not maybe have thought about that when they were, you know, before they came to your shop, you know. So I'm glad that we have a little bit of a different idea about people using bicycles and stuff like that. So I'm very glad that William, from the quote that I used today, is seeing also so many roles that he's playing. So for a lot of people, maybe, you know, the nice bike might be happening, but maybe also you have to go back to a bicycle because you cannot afford the car with the payment. Or maybe you're realistic enough to saying, I am not going to spend. So maybe instead of poor, you're frugal. And you don't have to spend the money on the insurance and on the gas. And because you have the car, maybe you only go shopping for more things. So I don't know what are the reasoning, why people are using bikes, what kind of bikes they're using. But here's Junior Wright and his song, Poor Man's Transportation. So one point of view right there. Coming on here on WHOV 102.3 FM, y'all.
Transportation, right from fire or straight from the wall jam. Take the max, feel me reach a channel one. Go sing a music, it reach a number one. Me no want no bus, no cab, me no want no blasted minivan. Me no want no bus, no cab, me no want no blasted minivan. Ride me bicycles, me transportation. Ride from the hoop, no reach a tough gun. Sing a hit song, I don't want Babylon. Me no want no bus, no cab, me no want no blasted minivan. Time ago, them used to call me walk-a-ton. In a this a time, them call me bicycle man. Me have me padlock, me not gonna leave me key. Me one wheel, really, really wanna wheel. You want to find a man who really like me. Want to find a man who really like me. An old man post gonna believe what his eyes see. See the youth a wheel, really wanna wheel. Take off and cross to make sure lean. Wheelie, 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 you the wheelie for me. Me no want no bus, no car, me no want no blasted minivan. Me no want no bus, no car, me no want no blasted minivan. Me just ride me bicycle, me transportation.
king, the most high. That man is the last. I don't want no bus, no cab, I don't want no blessed minivan. I don't want no bus, no cab, I don't want no blessed minivan. Raise your honor to the new champion, and raise your honor to the new champion. The one of any boss, he really wanna be. This is not a bargain, this is not a deal. Learn to really chop and you will feel. The mama tell you, chop and you will feel.
And that was Junior Reed with Poor Man's Transportation. You're listening to Outspoken here on WHRV. We are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station. My name is Janneke Fietsen-Kanigwell. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you want to share your stories, please get in touch with me all the time. So, yes, I was quoting William. And you know, what is a cyclist? What's the piece of equipment to you? You know, and you know, here in town we have lots of social rides, and social rides is something that a lot of people do, maybe for mindfulness, maybe for friendship. You know, different reasons. Everybody can find a group, ride anytime they want, or not anytime they want, but you have lots of options with some of your rides, right? So last Saturday, here in New Orleans in the cold, cyclists rode together to show that we stand together in solidarity with those people died in Minneapolis. But Alex Preddy, he was a member of the Angry Catfish Bike Club, and lots of social riders came together on Saturday to ride in solidarity, and you know, will all these ghost bikes that you see around, and all these people that are losing their lives in senseless situations, it's terrible. You know, we cannot get on the street without just getting stressed because of the history of what the street has brought us in the past from so many aspects. Justice might come, and it's hard, right? You're saying justice for somebody that maybe have died because they are not coming back. And what I'm referring to is that in July in St. Claude area neighborhood, Michael Milam, he was on his way home from work, and he died after a hit and run. And the thing is that you know, we're distracted drivers, we don't get involved in crashes, so we think that we're safe with the behavior that we're doing, even if it's not according to what the statistics show, what is safe for everybody. And so when Michael got hit, you know, the person that hit him, Thomas Riggio III, he ran And, you know, in those instances where you then choose not to take responsibility of driving this very heavy piece of equipment, you know, you take away the chances for somebody to survive that error that you maybe made, or, you know. But yes, if you decide to get behind a in the car, you know, right, you know, you shouldn't be using heavy machinery when you're distracted, and a car is heavy machinery. And so if you take the responsibility of taking it out and then running into somebody for whatever reason, then recognize that you have to be polite enough and respectful enough to stop and provide aid. Could the person have lived if you had called 911 after you hit somebody versus taken off? So that was taken into consideration. And so on, the sentence came down for Thomas, who is a 19-year-old. He was found guilty on Friday last week. He will serve 9 years in jail. So interesting enough, and I'm not really sure how to even, you know, take this from, you know, from the news. The sentence was like, today the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office secured a significant sentence in a case that shocked our community and devastated a loving family. Right? So Thomas pled guilty as charged to hit and run, causing death in connection with the July 12th, 2025 crash that claimed the life of French Quarter bartender Michael, who was biking home from work when he was struck and killed. Today's 9-year sentence, which follows Riggio's October 2025 plea, represents accountability for a life that was senselessly taken. Riggio's actions ended the life of a hardworking New Orleanian who was simply trying to get home. And his decision to flee the scene rather than help the victim speaks volumes about the seriousness of this crime. So, and I am glad, you know, I am glad that that is taken into consideration. But, you know, now I'm going to go back to what this, you know, was referring to earlier. Right? Like, I learned in elementary school about the rules of the road. And this is, so this is a Dutch book. This is where, this is a book written for 10-year-old kids. Now, I'm like translating this loosely because it's in Dutch, right? So they were saying, and it's from a long time ago, the way they're talking about it, but they're saying this book is discussing, in the first place, as possible, as complete as possible, all of the rules of the road for cyclists. Because in our good cycling country, there's not going to be a lot of 10-year-olds who do not use a bicycle at all. Second, they were thinking that it would also be important to discuss the rules for the other users of traffic and repeat, you know, because this book is from a series, and repeat the rules for pedestrians. And it's being put in this book using practical examples. So they're using a story to frame kind of the rules of the road. And looking at the clothing, it looks like it is maybe a 10-year-old boy who is deciding to take the bicycle all the way from a little village 80 kilometers. And I was talking with EJ earlier, 80 kilometers, how far that would be. So I would say 80 is maybe like 60 miles or something like that. 1.6, right? 1 kilometer is 1 point, or anyway, one of those things. Please check your phone to find out, or your internet to really find out what that translates to. So this little kid by himself is going to visit his uncle, who happens to be the head inspector of the traffic police unit in Amsterdam. And so that story is kind of framed in this book, discussing how the rules of the road are there for all the traffic users, and how you kind of with the idea that if you can see through the lens of the other people, maybe you can affect the moral side of traffic behavior and support that, you know. So it's not about just knowing the rules, but it is being consequent when you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so, yes, very interesting. So what happens here, like, it has a couple of chapters. I should probably take this to Bike Easy. They're doing a lot of the education for the schools here. It will be interesting to see what some of their, I mean, they follow, I know that. They follow the information from the American League, of the League of American Cyclists. So this little booklet has several chapters. It's not really clear at the beginning of the book what the chapters are. Oh, here we go, in the end. So there are 26 chapters, and it's talking about, leaving, and which is kind of talking then about the bike itself and, you know, doing that quick check to seeing, do you have oil? Is your bell working? Are your lights working? Is your quick release not loose so that you lose a wheel? And know the parts of your bike, right? If you ride a bike, you should kind of know how it somewhat works. And then they're talking about, like, leaving, and they're going, and they call it here the four O's. And if I'm translating it, what they're saying is that so pretty much, like, they're calling it the ghosts, right? The four ghosts. You need to know these ghosts very well because they're very dangerous. They are the cause of almost all crashes on the road. They are four big bad ghosts that are trying to get you to do the wrong thing. Try that they don't get you, right? This is how they're talking about it. And they have these pictures of the little devils. And the one devil here is kind of having the fingers in the ears, like he's not listening, he doesn't know anything. Ignorance. But when you're learning about the rules of the road, right, you don't really have any problems with the ignorance. But there's a lot of people that you not really following the rules of the road. They do also point out in this book, this, you know, and think about it, right? This is written for 10-year-olds. They say, do you know or having problems of this little devil ghost or, you know, monster that's causing these crashes? Old people and young kids and animals. You should not let your animals run freely. And for small children, you have to care. And older people, you need to help. So it's kind of like nice that they kind of point out, and this is what I'm talking about, like the morality. And I was talking with my cousins and my sister about this. You can have really great engineering, but if we can't really share the road, we're not ever going to be a true community. So the next one is, and I translated to being distracted. Distractibility, perhaps, you know, not paying attention. Maybe you're riding and you see the beautiful flag or how the light is shining on the streamers on your bicycle. and you're looking to the streamers and you forget to pay attention to the traffic. But maybe this ghost is in your head. You are maybe daydreaming while you are on the road. So watch out, boys and girls. Always be careful and alert. So then the next one is being careless. Carelessness. You know, it's my try to say, go ahead. You can cross. And then you're crossing just before a car is getting there. So don't listen to that one. And I had a conversation a couple of months ago with one of the driving instructors from, I would say, New England, maybe Connecticut, one of those regions. And he was saying that when he's working with kids driving, where, you know, as a parent, you might want to encourage someone, say, go. And he was pointing out what you were then teaching the novice driver, and if it's a driver or even a cyclist, right, you're teaching somebody to take risks. And it really would be better, when in doubt, wait it out. You know, it is okay to let people honk. If they feel like you should be going, you know, it's going to be fine. They're going to get, 20 seconds later at their appointment. But yes, so don't take risks just because you feel you might be able to do all these things, right? And in the conversations that we had the last couple of weeks about the electric bikes, is that maybe your depth perception is not developed. You know, it takes about till you're 7. Now, I realize that maybe it's 7:30. You're maybe not even listening. You're not listening to the show because you're already working on your bedtime. But even when you're older, you know, maybe aging is affecting your depth perception. And you're not really seeing how fast the electric bicycle is going. Or even when you're crossing the street, how fast some of these cars are going. Because we do know that a lot of people are not following the speed limits. And where you can go 35, it feels like you can also go 55 without any problems. But unfortunately, it takes a crash for you to realize that that was not safe at all. So the last one in this part is the rudeness or crudeness, or I'm not really sure what the right word is. Impoliteness, is that even a word? But, you know, a subcategory in here would kind of be then the road rage. But just even, you know, not giving each other the space, you know. Some people, even when they're walking, they're just like shoving people to the side. You know, that is impolite. And when you do that in traffic, you know, that's not very pleasant. And that is another reason why maybe people are getting involved in crashes. Now, when you're driving, the recommendation is to kind of check your own habits. And with driving, a lot of crashes are involved with managing an intersection. When you're coming to a stop sign, people tend to stop past the stop light or stop stripe line before they creep forward. So they're already kind of creeping right into the intersection to have a good view to see if they can go left and right. Now, because there are a lot of older drivers, remember we have a lot of baby boomers that are having retired, they're getting older, and they're still driving because they do feel like they're young. And think about it, when you are losing some of your cognitive situations, you might feel super confident like you're 17, but don't have the skills anymore and maybe making some of these reckless decisions. And so when somebody is then coming with a car and creeping right away into the four-way stop sign, somebody else might be reactive to that, not processing that situation appropriately, slamming on the brakes,
and causing more problems. So so that is all that in this really old book. And so, yes, they're talking, you know, some of the chapters, it says a cow and a bag full of prunes. And something it has, they are in that part talking about how you manage railroad crossings. And so, yes, it's very interesting. All these little stories around, you know, the story around it, but then all the rules of the road. So I really appreciate that I had an opportunity to learn that, because we do know that when you learn how to ride a bike and, you know, have that moral opportunity as a rider or as a driver, and you understand these principles, then will we have less crashes on the road? And when we do have crashes, are we there for each other to help in those last seconds, if need be, or right on time to get the help that they need, that they deserve? I mean, you know, we're just all trying to make a living and living our life and not causing any problems, you know? So kind of think about that. I totally, in my long thing, my rant of today, I did not even go over the, over the calendar. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music, and then I'm going to go find it and then share with you about the band Beat, because WHIV is supported in part by Offbeat Magazine at offbeat.com. If you wanted to look ahead, calendar.offbeat.com has a lot of information. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play some Shakira and Carlos here with their song Bicicleta while I am getting my stuff in order. So stay tuned, y'all. You're listening to Outspoken here on WHIV LP New Orleans.
vallenato desesperado, una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí.
Oh, yes. You're listening to Outspoken here on WHIV. And WHIV is supported in part by Offbeat, by Offbeat Magazine at offbeat.com. And here is the band beat for February 3rd, 2026. If you're heading out now, Fritzl's Ars Der Band with Jamil Sharif at 8 o'clock at the Fritzl's European Jazz Club, while Leroy joins the home team at Mahogany Jazz Hall at 8. At the stage at the Bayou Bar at the Punch Drain Hotel, Double Bird featuring Peter Harris, Ashlyn Parker, Seth Finch, and Nigel Anderson, also at 8. And at 8 at Chickiwawa, Donna's Bar and Grill Residency, Big Chief Pie and the Monogram Hunters. Now, at Dos Jefes at 8:30, you'll see Tom Hook at the on the stage, while Alex Wazley and Ari Tidal are presenting NOLA Very Good Tuesdays, spontaneously improvised, at the Maple Leaf Bar at 9. Kate Chocolate and the Free POC at DBA New Orleans at 9, while Sex Max with Miranda and the Beat and Static Static at Holy Diver NOLA at 9. Then at 9:30, Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro is hosting James Black Tribute with Stanton Moore, Lauren Seaberth, Steve Masakowski, and James Singleton. And the Double Bird featuring Peter Harris, Ashlyn Parker, Seth Finch, and Nigel Anderson is going to continue at 10 o'clock at the Bayou Bar at the Punch Drain Hotel. That, my friends, was your band beat for tonight. More information, including content, original videos, and photos, can be found at offbeat.com. So I appreciate you tuning in, listening to Outspoken. I was hoping to get more butts on bikes, and I was thinking if I just share my thoughts on biking, maybe you will also consider biking. I bet we see a lot of people cycling to Mardi Gras. Remember, with your costumes, don't get things in your gear. Or your gear in your, yes, I guess I should call that your gear in your gear. I mean, you know, I've had it where even with my sandal, the strap of the sandal kind of got stuck and I didn't recognize it. And you're still biking and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I cannot move my foot anymore. And I ended up having to stop. Good thing I had hand brakes, because I remember as a kid that this happened once and I ignored it and my shoe got tighter and tighter and tighter. And all of a sudden I'm like, why is my foot hurting? Oh, my shoe is so tight because I just wrenched that lace into my pedal. And because I then had a bike where you had to bike backwards to stop it, you know, the single speed, I couldn't do that anymore because I had already tightened my foot around this pedal so much that I had to use my other foot and my foot and to shake it. Now, I bet that that is not in my book of how to ride. So my dad thought he was always cute to tell me, don't date any guy with long hair because their hair is going to be in the gear. That, of course, is nonsense. People can do whatever they want, you know, as long as it doesn't cause anybody to get in any injury in general. So if you ride at night, consider the lights. But yes, there's so many beautiful creations on bikes. I'm hoping that one day I will also see the light and build a big, somewhat dinosaur on my tandem bike. I've done the witch broom. I'm not sure what's going to happen this Mardi Gras at all, this carnival season, I should say. I have no idea. What I do know is that Pearl is coming up. with the Blues Crusade coming up at 8 o'clock here, I'm going to play some more music for you while I'm bowing out. Today we heard Carlos Vives and Shakira. We already listened to Junior Wright, and we listened to the YN Rich Kids. What I was thinking is I'm going to play this song and let you listen to it, and I'm going to share with you what that is when I come back and play more songs for you, because we still have about 13 minutes on the dial to enjoy bike-related stuff, y'all. So here we go. Music for you. Here we have Mungo's High Five.
That one you're dedicated to all the bicycle riders. Sing. Bicycle rider, bicycle rider. Bike rider, me other bike rider. Bike rider, me other bike rider. Trust me, riding a bike is better. Bike rider, me other bike rider. Everybody should ride bicycle. Everybody should ride bicycle. Bike for me, bike for you, bike for everyone. Bike for me, bike for you, bike for everyone.
Feeling like a Millie when I'm spinning through the city and I'm ready to go. Bubble gum. Ti potrebbe allessavare, eh? Se tu un potion speciale, ci metterà con te.
Uno, dos, tres!
È feo, te quiero, grazie a toi, je serai numero uno. È feo, te quiero, grazie a toi, j'aurai le plus beau des maillots. Sur les chemins de la France, je profite des beaux jours. Faut pas trop que je me dépense si je veux gagner le tour. Je me balade en bicyclette sans effort et sans complexe, loin devant le peloton. Je fredonne une chanson. Grâce à toi, je serai numéro uno. Pepeo, te quiero. Grâce à toi, j'irai plus vite que Tornado. Quand j'ai un petit coup de pompée,
à vélo,
je m'arrête au bord d'un champ. Alors je sors de ma gourde, un bon vieux remède d'antan. Et quand vient la fin de l'étape, on m'acclame comme un héros. Le champagne, moi je m'en tape, et je préfère mon EPO. EPO, te quiero, grâce à toi, je serai numéro uno. EPO, te quiero, grâce à toi, j'aurai le plus beau des maillots.
Une longueur d'avance. Un produit que le monde entier nous envie. Pour vous et votre vélo, c'est EPO qu'il vous faut.
Merci à toi, mon EPO.
EPO, te quiero. Grâce à toi, je serai numéro uno. EPO, te quiero. Grâce à toi, j'aurai le plus beau des maillots. Plus mignon que Laurent Fignon.
EPO.
Et plus fort que Poulidor.
Pepeo.
Et bien plus dingue que Virenque.
Pepeo.
Et plus beau que Bernardino. Merci à toi, mon ape.
Listening to Outspoken, a show about all aspects of on cycling here on WHIV 102.3. We are community radio with programming dedicated to human rights, social justice, and public health. Check us out online at WHIVFM.org. Like us on social media. If you get there, you can also find lots of cool swag. My name is Janneke Fietsen-Kannegwel, and I will be back next week. Stay tuned. We get the Blues Crusade coming up. I'm going to play you some more music, though, before I'm leaving. I'm going to play a little bit Fats Domino with his song Rocking Bicycle. Also, we listened to Mungo's Hi-Fi featuring Papa Jam with Bike Rider, Bicycle BC, the Bicycle song by BC Unidos featuring Shangutso, and La Plage with Epo Takiro. So that, my friends, was a fun show. Thank you so much for having tuned in. I'll be back next week. Here's Fast Domino with Bicycle something for two, potentially Rocking Bicycle. Here we go. Good night, everybody.
That's it. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect?
Yeah.
Great.
Gotta be the Blues Crusade with Pearl. Right there on WHIV 102.3 FM New Orleans. You never know what she might be playing. She's so cool.
Yeah.
With each new place, it gets clearer to me. We got the week on tour with my band. You don't have to speak, 'cause they all understand the power of the blues. Hey, hey, the power of the blues. And that's good news. I'm talking about the power of the blues. Yes, it's just a few changes that I won't deny. But if you think it's
WHIV, we are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station.
Well, it's Pearl here with the Blues Crusade, and how's that? We went from Fats Domino, Yannicka's last tune, right into some B.B. King. Hey, it's the Blues Crusade here on WHIV 102.3 FM and WHIVFM.org. Yes, that's where you can stream us. We're here every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. It's where you can hear a wide, eclectic mix, if you want to call it that, of blues music and music with a blues vibe. And I'm going to say, get ready for that wide range of the American art form we all know and love, the blues. And the Blues Crusade doesn't just stick to the blues. No, no, we're open to any music that has a bluesy feel or a blues aesthetic. Oh, yes, from the timeless field hollers to the jazz improvs, we've got you covered. And we'll explore sonic intersections with rock, jazz, folk, soul, gospel, R&B, rockabilly, roots, Americana, and every other kind of music that's out there. Well, thanks for joining me on this musical journey. And we're on the only station that is dedicated to human rights and social justice, WHIV. Welcome aboard. I'm your guide, Pearl. And always, the Blues Crusade, music chosen by people, not algorithms. Yeah, whoa. All right, so we got a little bit of break in the weather here. Cold is over. We got a little more coming in, but it's going to get warm again for carnival season, yes. And great parade over the weekend. We actually had a couple of parades over the weekend. All good here. Yes. All right. It is Black History Month. And that means I spend the whole month with only honoring black musicians. And it's HIV is a station that's rooted in human rights and social justice. I mean, we believe that music can carry truth and resistance at the same time. So, in honor of Black History Month, tonight's playlist reminds us that